Okay, let's see. Are live. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. This is the first time I'm coming live on my Facebook account as well as YouTube. But this is actually the fourth episode of Truth Bombs and Coffee with Dr. Brooke and Cornelia. And so for the first three episodes, Cornelia and I have really just shared our hearts, shared our truth and what we know to be our truth. In a world that is so chaotic and crazy right now, we have so much division, so many people on either side of the fences, people losing friendships, people losing family members, people being X'd out of, you know, doing things in society that they once were able to do. And this episode isn't, or this show isn't about, you know, hammering down our truth or telling you it has to be this way. You know, but really what this show is about is coming to people with love, with, you know, just this great big heart of gratitude for humanity and knowing that whether you stand in agreement with our beliefs or whether you're in opposing beliefs, we love you. We cherish you. We care for you. You know, you are one of us. You're a brother and sister. And that's what matters. Like, we really need to get back to the heart of actually truly loving each other. We've never in any time, at least that I'm aware of, you know, in my existence of history, have ever experienced a time of such upheaval and like, just like, it's so heartbreaking. Like, I'm almost in tears. Like, what is going on? You know, like, what is going on in the world? And so Truth Bombs and Coffee is just a place for us to kind of share different things that we've seen. You know, there's a narrative in terms of what's happening in the world that's going on that you see on mainstream media. There's a narrative on the other side of things that doesn't hit mainstream media because it doesn't fit the narrative that they want to project. It doesn't fit their marketing. It doesn't fit the sensationalized stories. And so through these, you know, short episodes, we've done a few longer ones. If you want to go back and check out episode 1, 2, and 3, and we've shared a lot of different things that we've, you know, come to accept as truth. But in these shorter episodes, you know, we're just going to be talking about all different things. And so, you know, with that being said, without going on a long rant in a soapbox, I want Cornelia to come in and kind of just introduce herself to my audience, and, you know, just kind of like where we're going from here.
Yes. Well, thank you, Dr. Brooke. I'm, you know, always honored to do these episodes with you and talk about our truth and what it is that we stand for and what it is that we believe in, because that's really an important time. I think this is the sign of the times. Yes. Is to really stand up and stand in what your truth is, what your guidance is, what does your inner truth say, you know? And that's an important piece that we all need to stand in when that chaos that you were talking about, that is definitely being pushed to separate people and keep the separation going. As you know, that I'm the founder of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, but I'm also a metaphysical student, a metaphysical teacher, and I've healed my life and my body with the power of my emotions and also changing and shifting the negative limiting beliefs that I used to believe, and then learned how to discover what my own core values were from the highest sense, and that's from a spiritual sense, and over the last past decade, you know. And I've also written a book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, how I healed my emotions, my body, and my life, and how you can too. So that's a really important time right now to have really a strong foundation and know what your core values are, what your principles are, what you stand up for, and know that, you know, when you're standing strong and you're standing in your inner strength, not everybody it might agree with you. And that's where I see a lot of it play out, and, you know, continuously keep being reminded by the world that nope, if you don't believe this, or if you are not per se, if you don't have the boom, then you can't come and eat here, or you can't come and visit here, or you can't come and work here, or you can't come to my house, or you can't be my friend and play with me. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
That's what's happening. And so, and you know, and it's really interesting because the people that have made the choice to get the jab, those people, they're still, I'm accepting them. They're still part of my reality. They're welcome mm-hmm. here, but mm-hmm. I'm not getting the same thing from people based on my core beliefs and what I stand for, because, mm-hmm. you know, according to their narrative, it's like, no, that's what you believe. Then you're not my friend. Then you're not welcome mm-hmm. here. Then, mm-hmm. and to stand strong in that face, and to not be bullied into, or shoulded into, or guilted into, or strong-armed into, you know, this is where we're at. It's a huge time.
It's such a heavy time, because you made the statement, you know, people, like you said, are not being accepted if they believe something, if their truth is something different than the mainstream narrative, because they're the ones that are quote unquote carrying, you know, and making it worse, when there's both sides, right? There's science to show different sides of things, and science is very divided, and you have, you know, very well-funded studies, but you have to look back on where's the funding coming from for those studies, because there's all kinds. Like I wanted to talk about, and this is something we talked about in the pre-show, is, you know, we've really elevated a lot of these public, you know, officials, or these public, I don't even know what to call them, but like the Food and Drug Administration, right? If the FDA gives its sense of approval on something, then it must be good. Then it must be great, because FDA is God. The CDC, another organization, Centers for Disease Control, if they say something, then it must be good, because they are God. And so we're looking at all of these different organizations without really peeling back layers and looking at it and going, okay, let's look at FDA's history. Let's look at their history from inception, because not only has the FDA approved neurotoxic chemicals, people, like, we are seeing an uptick, an uprise in Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, people just losing their mental cognitive abilities. All these years, since the like 1960s, 1950s, when they allowed what they call is GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally recognized as safe. When they allowed these neurotoxic chemicals into our food supply, because they were part of the food supply before they as an organization existed. So they just slapped a sticker on and said, yes, this is generally recognized as safe. Many neurologists, many well-known neurologists have studied, for instance, like, I'm going to give you an example, MSG, monosodium glutamate. It is all around our food supply. It is in everything. I mean, you can't go to any sort of Vietnamese restaurant or Chinese restaurant or whatever without it being in their food supply. And just to eat at one of those, I always have to call ahead of time and go, hey, do you have MSG in your broth, in your soup? Yeah, okay, thank you, bye. Chips, ranch dressing, all sorts of different things. But that's a whole different issue. FDA has approved that as generally recognized as safe. All sorts of research have shown that it's causing brain degeneration, transneural degeneration. It is killing nerve cells in the brain. People are having all sorts of neurological issues later in life, and even earlier in life, earlier than they would be expected to have those issues. Now, with that being said, because the FDA just gave a stamp of approval this week for what Cornelia was talking about. See, we can't even use the fact that we can't even use words because you're going to get censored should speak volumes. But the fact is the FDA approved something this week. What did the FDA approve this week? And you can find it. Okay. I don't need to say it, but there's been no safety. Like there's been no long-term safety studies. Okay. Normally in any sort of pharmaceutical realm, there's years. Okay. I get the reason some people might say, oh, well, it got fast-tracked because this is a big thing and we need to, you know, okay. If that's your truth, if that's what you think to be the case, then great. But you're living from a state of fear driven. You're living from a state of outward expression instead of inward and knowing, wait, was my body designed to have this strong immune system? Was my body able to do these kind of things? Do I need something from the outside to bring in to like, you know, make my body better? Not necessarily. A lot of times, yeah, sure, we're eating good food and we're taking supplements that are right for us and doing those. Those are outside things into the body. But one of my foundational truths, if you know anything that I speak about, is the body like knows exactly what it needs. It's not our job to start tossing and throwing things at it to try to hope that it's going to do its job. It's just like, hey, what does it need? Figure that out. And give it exactly that. And everything comes on alignment. So I know I'm like really passionate about this, but yeah. Like you guys, the FDA is not necessarily on your side is all I want to get across right now.
you did that. And basically what you're saying is that, you know, we've given our power over to the yes. authorities that we've given you. We've put the FDA on a pedestal and we've said, you know all, now you're going to tell me what I can do and what I should eat. And the FDA has approved it. And now I'm going to take it as law, if you will. Right. So it's you know, the FDA, and then there's the, the American Standard Diet, that's given us, you know, how we should eat, when we should eat, all of the different things. And we've given our power away. We've given our authority away. And I really truly feel like a lot of the things that are playing out right now are so that the people can wake up and claim their power back.
Yes.
And claim their power back and claim their authority back. Because if you are relying on an outside source to give you the information, to give you the authority over you being a self-autonomous being, trusting your own body and knowing what's good for you because you listen to mm-hmm. the body and you do that, you know, you're curious about, hey, what's going on here? What do you like to eat? How do you like to live? You know, what's important to you? You know what your core values are. You're not looking outside of yourself. Like, it's the same thing with the government. All the things that are happening with the government, we've given our power away to the government, always believing that the government has our best best idea, that they're going to take care of the people. Really? Is the government really taking care of the people, looking out for us the way that we would look out for us? Who are the people? I mean, just look at the people. You know, these are the people that we've given our power to. So now I think this is all happening as an opportunity for people to wake up and stand up and claim their power back. It's really unfortunate that there's so much division and so much chaos and so much pain in all of it, and so mm-hmm. much separation that's happening. I mean, people are really, upset and losing friendships, losing jobs. I was just speaking to somebody the other day, and she was calling me and she was saying, I've got 3 years before retirement, and I've got 3 years, and now they're making it a mandate. And so mm-hmm. That's a lot to grieve and process, because the person's not going to do it. So mm-hmm. she's going to have to be okay with letting go of her retirement, of, you know, what she's worked all her life for. Because one of the conversations that we had is, yeah, because if you did do that and if you did get that, then what would it matter if you're not here in 3 years?
Right. Right. That That's a weighted question. That's a really weighted question. And, you know, I think like it's so, I can't, like, I feel like I keep saying the same thing over and over, but it really is heartbreaking. It really is sad that it has to come to that. I think, like Cornelia, you mentioned, you know, this is a time and place where people are standing up and beginning to take their power back, beginning to look at healthcare in a very different way, beginning to really say, what can I do to support my immune system? Because mainstream media is not telling me how to support my immune system. They're not telling me how to prevent getting sick, whether you get sick from that or a bacterial infection or whatever. Okay. We live in a world with microscopic organisms, viruses, bacteria, fungi, mold, yeast, all sorts of things. But we're focusing and we're shining a light on one aspect. And yes, do they mutate? Do they change? That's in their natural DNA to do that. So of course you're going to have different variants and you're going to have all different stuff happening. But the point I want to make, without getting too off topic, is really, like, you know, you mentioned people taking the power back and having that sense of control over their healthcare and getting well and, you know, figuring out how to support themselves with adequate sleep and, you know, good food and exercise and very specific supplementation to them. I'm working with all sorts of different patients via telehealth remotely and helping people get on track and feel very secure in what they're doing to, you know, safeguard themselves. If something happens, great. We're going to support the immune system the best we can to, like, you know, have less symptomatology during the process. The reality is you may get it, you may not. But if you do, it's not necessarily, I'm not going to say 100%, because I know some, like, there are people who have, but it's not a death sentence the way that it was being portrayed in 2020. That if it happened, you are gone. If it happened, you are gone. So people living in this fear state. And so now people are going, okay, you know, oh, I know my uncle's cousin, brother, blah, 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 who's recovered or who's had it. So we know that a lot of people, basing it off cases is not necessarily the best way to look at the numbers as a whole. And so really taking that power back, getting a sense of control over your immune system, supporting your immune system, learning how to do that, you know. And like, I really see, you know, I just have some inspirational stories, like in your case with the friend of yours who's 3 years to retirement and she has to make this very difficult decision. You know, that's an opportunity, and I know she's probably there, but an opportunity for her to draw inward and go, okay, what is the best decision for me? Because right now, you know, I'm going to either jump off a cliff and build my wings as I'm jumping, you know, in terms of actually saying, okay, I quit, and letting the universe, God, source, energy help her figure out the next plan of action. Because I just watched a dear person in my life personally have to make the same decision. And they didn't have anything lined up. They didn't have any sort of, you know, incoming income coming in on the side or anything like that. And they said, you know what? I will not comply. And they left their job. The day that they left their job, they received a phone call. They worked half a day that day. Two, 3 hours after they finished their day, they received a phone call. Hey, we'd like you to come work for us. Like, huge, huge. So, you know, the universe provided, God source provided in that way. And it was beautiful.
You know, and maybe that is exactly what it is. If that opportunity presents itself where they say, this is what you have to do. And all of a sudden you're met with meeting your maker. Because basically then at that point in time, you get to decide, do I give my power away over and let someone else rule, dictate, control me? Or do I meet my maker and stay true to my core values, what I really believe and have faith in? It's basically those two choices. And then, right, you know, stepping into that that I meet my maker, that I meet, that I trust God, that I trust source, that I trust the universe, and that I trust that I'm guided, because I'm being true to that. And maybe that right there is the opportunity then for you to step into that. And then a whole new world of possibilities is going to open up to you that wasn't there before. And that right there is going to be the thing, because maybe, just maybe, that opportunity that's right there, that's going to open up, there's going to be something better than that 3-year retirement.
The right
opportunity here, that's going to be so much better that, right, you know, that's why it's being put there, so that you can, see it. Because if you're being invited into a choice point where you have to choose core values, your highest ideals and visions and truth, or strong-armed and pushed and backed into a corner. And if that doesn't have 1,000 inner bullets going off and really, you know, making you uncomfortable, triggering you emotionally, because that's what it does. It triggers you. And now you get to see, right, how do I want to respond to this? You know, it's like, because you're in a relationship with your employer and now they're going to back you into a corner. Well, for me, it would be a no-brainer. Because that's, you know, I've been living my life like this for a long time. So, but you said something, Dr. Brooke, that we really need to finish the segment today with. And that is, you talked about immunity and you talked about, you know, our immune system, and you talked about, you know, keeping our immune system high. And one of the ways that you talked about that we can really keep our immune system high, you mentioned the word, is not to have fear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are they programming? What is everything being programmed right now is about fear. It's all fear. And so fear puts the body into a vibratory state, into a frequency where you are, where you can be so afraid walking around that you're going to lose your life, that you're going to lose your friends, that you're going to lose. And the fear is trembling. It can cause panic attacks. It can cause anxiety. It can cause heart palpitations. It can cause so much stress in the body that fear is actually the thing that is taking you down the rabbit hole and creating worser conditions for you than if you were not in fear. Being in love, being at peace, being in joy, being in calm, in peace, in your center, is so much more better for your immune system than being in fear.
Absolutely. You nailed it. The one thing I want to add to all of that, yes, fear, you know, causes all kinds of issues in the body. Emotionally, fear is stored in your kidneys. So kidneys are regulating your blood pressure. They're controlling your fluids. They're doing all this kind of work. A lot of times kidneys don't get the love that they deserve, because I'm like touching my kidneys as I'm talking, but they don't get the love that they deserve, you know, and like they're doing so much work for us. They're filtering out all these kind of things. Fear will embed itself in the kidneys, and you will eventually, like I talked about mental, you know, neuro issues, you know, but the thing is, if you drive around just in a big metropolitan city, you can look around and there is dialysis all over. You see one on this corner, one on this corner, one on this corner. What is dialysis? Dialysis is a form that they have to do sometimes if you end up in chronic kidney failure. So you have to go in and help get your kidneys flushed out and all this stuff over and over and over. I got to go to dialysis. Once your kidneys reach a certain point, they don't recover. They're not big regenerators like your liver. Your liver is the number one regenerator organ in the body. Kidneys store that fear. So yes, you're going to have elevated levels of stress hormone. You're going to be in that fight or flight. You're going to be in that panic attack, that anxiety, all of it. And then it's going to shut down an entire aspect of who you are and how your body rids itself of toxins, regulates blood pressure, does all these things. And like, coming back to it, like really standing in love and in peace and just, you know, trusting that there is a greater power greater than all the circumstances happening around us right now. There's a greater power within us and coming down through us that is, you know, helping us, you know, like, you know, and Cornelia said, if it's the time to meet the maker, it's the time to meet the maker at that point. But that's not for us to try to control and say, well, this was the deadline. This was the time that God decided he's going to take us.
When I say meet the maker, I don't mean meet the maker in leaving the planet at all. I meant meet the maker with the value, because, you know, meet the maker with the value, like the value of trust, the value of faith. I'm embodying that. I'm living that. That's what I mean by, no, I trust God. I trust my maker. I trust.
Yes.
That's where I give my power to. That's where I give my faith to. It's my maker. It's not government. It's not the FDA. It's God. It's source. So when I say meet the maker, is that I'm going to bring that core value into meeting my maker, and we're going to stand strong in this together, that I'm going to be taken care of. And that's what I meant by that, Dr.
Thank you for the clarification. Definitely. But just, you know, in the aspect of like not trying to control so much of the uncontrollables, but control what you can control. And you can control your state of being. You can control how you show up in the world. You can control, you know, your thoughts, your emotions, even if it means, you know, like if you don't have a meditative practice right now, you know, it could be 5 to 10 minutes a day, starting with a guided meditation.
The daily spiritual practice with Cornelia Stephanie. Daily spiritual practice every day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, you listen to the daily spiritual practice with me beginning the day and sharing the daily tone, the vibration.
There you go.
You can check it out at CorneliaStephanie.com.
Perfect. Yes, Cornelia, thank you for that. You know, it is about starting the day and having control over what you can control and trusting. Meeting your maker, like Cornelia mentioned, trusting that everything is going to be okay. So,
yeah, I mean, and that's the vibration that you and I are holding. That's what it is that we're talking about. Even when somebody gets sick and gets, you know, COVID or gets a flu or something like that, you never, ever want to bring him the wrong medicine. And that's fear. Ever.
Right.
Never
right.
do you want to bring that. It's like, that's when to get rid of all of the noise and just get rid of all of the noise. And right now is a good time to get rid of all of the noise and really tap into finding out what it is that you need and, you know, what you're being influenced by to make sure that is of the highest and best for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we just have a couple minutes. I just kind of, I want to know if Cornelia has any last words before we close down the broadcast, and and then I can kind of finish up.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like, you know, like right now, if you're challenged in your life with what's going on and you're feeling like you don't know where to go or what to do or who to trust, if you want to reach out to, I know that Dr. Brooke is available for a consultation, and I'm also available. There's resources for you, and that you're not alone. And there's always resources that we have available that can help you, but also do some research on your own as well. And, you know, trust your inner guidance, trust what it is that you're getting. This is one of the things that I always share with everybody. What does your inner self say? Like yesterday, I met a lady that says, oh, I'm having complications from the second one. Mm. And she, now I have to get tests because I have no feeling left in my arm. She goes, I shouldn't have got it.
Mm.
But, you know, so he said, I shouldn't have. Well, she said she knew that. So things like this. So really, you know, trusting yourself, don't get the third.
Right. Yeah, if there's things happening, 1, 2, or 3, you know, like don't continue the process. That's actually a sign that your body is no, stop, no more. I can't, you know, I can't handle this. This is too overloaded. And actually even getting it from, we talked about being strong-armed and doing all this stuff. So you're already in a sense of high stress, anxiety, panic, you know, not even about, you know, the actually getting the thing that it's preventing or working to prevent. But now you're in a state of anxiety and fear over being strong-armed. I know I would be in a state of anxiety and fear if I was getting strong-armed.
Right. Yeah. Because you're stressed, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And then you're like, then you do it because you're trying to appease whoever it is, family, friends, you're trying to go to some, you know, grandchild's birthday party, whatever, you're appeasing them. So your body's already in high alert because it's like, oh, something's not right here. And then you do it. It's like, you know, putting on the brakes. Things are happening because you weren't coming. I mean, like, yeah, you weren't in a state of in alignment with it. So yeah. Anyways,
we're going to be back. I think we're going to be back. When is it next? Are we back next Thursday?
The second. We are back next Thursday on the second.
We're back next Thursday, the second. And yep. we'll be checking in with you guys and talking about more truth bombs and coffee, right, Dr. Brooke?
That's right. That's okay. Right. Awesome, Cornelia. Well, thank you. Thank you all for watching. If you have questions, if you want to have a discussion or a good, you know, dialogue around it, like, by all means, let's talk, let's have a dialogue. You know, again, just like I prefaced in the beginning, this is not us like trying to shove our truth at you. This is us sharing our truth with you. If, you know, there's things that you're like, you know, have questions about, obviously, like, we're happy to answer those questions, Cornelia or I. So on that note, we will see you next week. I will be live on Cornelia's channel, but I will share it to my Facebook as well, just so you all can kind of continue the conversation. So on that, we will see you next week and have a great day. Bye.